your Bibles. Again, we call your attention to the Acts of the Apostles, and we shall be reading out of the fourth chapter. The fourth chapter of Acts, beginning at verse 1, the Bible reads, "And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold until the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit, many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes, and Annas the high priest, and Cephas and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have ye done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you hold." Supporting scripture, St. Matthew 1, beginning at verse 18. "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thy son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidded him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him do this man stand here before you hold." On the base of those verses, I like to speak from a thought this morning. Things happen when you talk about Jesus. Things happen when you talk about Jesus. Thank you, choir. Thank you, God. Choir can't sing without God. And it's more than just singing. It's more than just words coming out of your mouth. It's got to come out of here. See, that's where the power comes from. When you know that this woman been through something. And I know there were times she had to call on God. Glory. Sometimes in the midnight hour, pastor wasn't there. The deacons weren't there. Other choir members weren't there. But she had to have a little talk with somebody. And her husband was laying there. But her husband couldn't help her. She had to talk to somebody else. Anybody know what I'm talking about? There is a higher power, and his name is Jesus. Glory. When you've been through something, it doesn't have to be sickness. It doesn't have to be the fact that you broke. Most of us are broke. That never stopped you from having a good time. Never stopped you from having joy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are people that come pretty much from nothing. But God has given us everything. And out of all that the Lord has given us, we ought to give him some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits towards me? See, David personalized that thing. What could he do to the Lord for all that God had done for him? You can ask yourself that question this morning. It's more than just coming to church. I thank God that it's not just a form or a fashion. I thank God that there's something behind what we are trying to do. Now, there's somebody might be criticizing. Somebody might be talking about you, but don't worry about that. As long as you know down in the depths of your heart that you're trying to be a better individual than what you know that you are. Hallelujah. That's what it's all about, is your relationship and communication with God. Because sometimes your friend may not understand. Sometimes your family members may not even understand your walk with God. Because there are some folk walking with God that got their minds made up that I'm not going to fall down on God. I'm not going to sway to the left or to the right, because God told me to keep on and keep my eyes focused on the prize. Anybody got their eyes on the prize this morning? If you got your eyes on the prize, then the Bible said, press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, forgetting those things that are behind you. Yesterday is already come and gone. Stop crying about yesterday. Wipe your weary eyes and get up and do something about today. For the Bible says that this is the day, hallelujah, Jesus, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And I'm glad to be in the house of God one more time. I'm glad to be in this holy place of worship where we are magnifying God together. For his name is wonderful and it is to be praised. We believe that he is worthy of all of the praises. Anybody got mind enough to believe that this morning? Anybody realize that you are not so special that you can't open up your mouth? And every now and then you ought to throw up one of your hands and tell God thank you. Now, I don't know about you, but I get excited. Throw both mine up. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, I throw them up while I can throw them up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I talked to a lady last week that was really going through something, and it made me realize I can't say I know what you're going through because I hadn't been there. Don't want to go there. But I can take your word for what you're going through. But she said that even though I'm going through it all. So what that told us was that even though she's going through all of this, she still believes and trusts in the power of God. She realized that things happen when you talk about Jesus. And that's why we stopped by her house. We stopped by there to talk about Jesus. We stopped by there to see how she was doing. And before we left out of there, hallelujah, I about tore the woman living room up last week. Hallelujah. Sometimes, you know, it made me realize that there's a blessing outside the wall. See, if the only time you can shout is in this house, you got some trouble somewhere. But every now and then, out there in the highways and the byways, and when we're visiting one another, the spirit of the Almighty God is right there. That spirit was just as real in her house as it is in our house right here. Hallelujah. I went to see another lady. Last time I saw her, she didn't look at me. I looked at her, but she couldn't look at me. But when I went to see her last Sunday, hallelujah, Jesus, she looked at me. And I could tell by the look in her eyes, she knew who I was. I could tell by when I began to sing and to talk and to pray, she recognized what was going on. Hallelujah. You don't tell me God's not good. Man may put you off to the side and say, I'm going to leave you there. There's nothing more that I can do. But when man get through and he can't do no more, how many of you know God can still do? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. You got to learn how to bounce back. You got to learn how to stop wallowing around in self-pity. You got to be like Brother Curry back there that can go through a hard day and get back up and say, I'm not giving up. I'm a child of the Almighty God. And I'm going to go while I can go. I'm going to usher while I can usher. I'm going to do what I can while I can. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Oh, glory. You better thank God for your blessings. You're here today. You could be gone today. Walking around complaining and murmuring about these little bitty petty things. All these conversations about gas going up. It's going to do what it's going to do. It is what it is. You either going to stay home or you're going to get some gas and go, one or the other. No need to keep on talking about it. It ain't going to change nothing. We got folk got serious illnesses. We got folk that going through some stuff. Not worried about gas. They're not going nowhere, no how. We take our precious time that God gives us worrying about things that we have no control over. But there is something. You got control of yourself. And the Bible said you ought to offer yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, and giving God your reasonable service. And you know what that tells me? There, when they say reason, that means that I don't have to do it all. I just got to do the best I can do. That tells me that there are times when I might not reach the mark. But that don't mean go somewhere and sit down and cry about it. That means keep on trying anyhow. How many of you in here ever been knocked down? Did you stay down or did you have sense enough to get back up? One thing about it, in some places you go, you get knocked down, and if you fall down, you're going to lay there. Because some folk don't care nothing about you. Some folk not going to look and see what's going on. You better thank God that there might be a good Samaritan in the house that might stop by and see what's going on with you. But a whole lot of us are going to do what we normally do. We're going to look out for me, myself, and I. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Oh, I'm going to have a good time with this morning. I feel good down in my soul this morning. Didn't feel this good when I got up. Not that I felt sick. I just didn't feel happy. I feel happy right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. God makes a way out of no way. Somebody said, well, I'm trying to figure it out. God done already worked it out. Shoot. God been so good to me today, I got to preach. I was thinking about when tax time come, I'm going to get a computer. I got one today. Tax money can go for something else. You got to just pay stuff out sometime. You never know where your blessings are going to come from. You got to learn how to do what God would have you to do. And don't worry about where your pay going to come. All you got to do it from here, and God is going to bless you. How many of you know God will bless you just by being a child of God? How many of you know that you're blessed by the best this morning? Somebody ought to give God a hallelujah praise just to excite himself. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, I'm glad this morning I know that this world is not my home. The Bible tells me I got another building, eternal in the heavens, that was not made by the hands of man. I know that God said it's mine just for the asking. And some of us got to realize you have not because you ask not. And then a lot of you asking, you ask wavering, you ask with doubt in your mind, you ask thinking that you're not going to get it. You better learn how to ask like a child. Ask believing that it's already going to come to pass. The problem is that many times we don't know who to talk to and we don't talk to the right folk. King Solomon tells us in Ecclesiastes 3:7 that there's a time to keep silent. And then there's a time to speak. And I believe that we are doing a whole lot of talking, but not too much to God. And not very much about Jesus. We're just talking. Some of us talk because we just like to talk. Some of us talk because we like to hear ourselves talk. Some of us talk because we got nervous energy. We just talk. We don't eat. We don't drink. We don't smoke. We talk. Anybody know any talkers, folk that just don't never shut up? Always got something to say. Not even talking to you, but you still got something to say. Anybody know any folk like that that just don't know when to bring it in? The Bible says every now and then you got to learn to be quiet and let God be God. James put it another way. James said that little member in your mouth stirs up a great fire. It's a poison. Oh, you got some dangerous thing walking around here. A lot of us got mouth trouble. The Bible says that man is able to tame a wild animal, but he cannot do anything about the tongue. And then when we go back to this wise man, King Solomon, tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. He also tells us that there's a season and a time for all things. And that's where in that third chapter, he also lets us know that there's a time to keep silent and a time to speak. But what we got to understand is that we got to learn how to talk to the Lord. We got to learn that when we talk to God, we got to have something to say. We got to be mindful of what comes out of our mouths. There are some things that we might say sometimes that we may have to go back and apologize for. Don't be too proud to apologize. You see, a lot of times if we don't think before we speak, we might say the wrong thing. Sometimes you got to learn how to hold on to yourself. Sometimes the Spirit of God will tell you, don't say that, but you say it anyhow. Anybody in here know anything about that? You know how it is when you're trying to do right. You're trying to hold your peace. And isn't it amazing how the devil can stir you up? Devil can trick you up. Devil can make you say some things that you ought not to say. But the Bible lets us know that we got to be careful of every idle word that we speak. Because we're going to have to give an account of it one day. So we should be very mindful of how we say this, that, or the other. Now, we got to learn that if we want to talk, we ought to be having something to talk about. As children, we learn that if you don't have anything good to say, then don't say anything at all. And if we are going to share anything, we need to learn how to, instead of gossip, we got to learn how to share the good news. The good news is that Jesus lives and Jesus saves. The good news is that the Lord will make a way somehow. You see, when you talk about Jesus and people take the time to listen, things will happen. Now, thank God I done calmed down a little bit. Whew. But now, I just said something. We got to understand that the most important thing that we need to do when somebody is talking about Jesus is learning how to listen. Because sometimes we hear, but we don't comprehend because we are not listening. We just hear the sound, but we don't let it come in and try to decipher what is being said to us. So it's very important that whether we're in the house of God, or whether we're in our home, or even at the store, riding up and down the highways, when we are talking about Jesus, take time out to listen to what's being said, because things happen when you talk about Jesus. Now, happens mean to take place or to occur. So we believe that when we talk about Jesus, things will occur. So if you need some things to happen in your life, you need to talk to Jesus. He was the one that Isaiah talked about when we look here in Isaiah 7 and 14. He said, therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel, meaning God with us. So the name of Jesus was talked about many, many years before he was ever born. So there's something that happens when we talk about Jesus. Now, one thing it is that when we read our Sunday school lesson this morning, it was a little odd to see this particular lesson at this time of the year. But one thing about it, it gave us an inspiration to know that any time of the year is a good time to recognize and acknowledge the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Something will happen when you talk about Jesus, but in order to talk about him, you got to know who he is. The Bible says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother was espoused to Joseph, and they came not together, but she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, decided that I'm going to be mindful to do this situation privately. But while he thought on these things, while he pondered, while he worried about why Mary may have done whatever she had done, the Bible said that the Lord appeared unto him in an angel in that dream and began to talk to Joseph and told Joseph to have no fear, that the baby that Mary was carrying was conceived of the Holy Ghost. And after the baby is born, he said that thou shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save the people from their sins. So we got to understand that there's a reason why Jesus was born. The Bible says, for he shall save his people from their sins. So see, when we listen, as we talk about Jesus, the Bible is telling us that he is saving us. We are his people who are called by his name, and he is saving us not from his wrongdoing, not from his sin, but from our wrongdoings. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible said that this was done that it might be fulfilled, because it was noted that Isaiah many, many years ago prophesied about a Messiah, about somebody that was going to be called Emmanuel, meaning that God would be with us. So even here in Matthew's day, he remembered what Isaiah had to say about Jesus. You got to learn that when you talk about Jesus, it will make an impact on somebody's life. When you talk about Jesus, it will make them realize that things are not as bad as they seem. Sometimes when we talk about Jesus, we always like to say that the Lord won't put no more on you than that ye can bear. But I wonder how many times have we gave up in despair. How many times have we wondered, Lord, where are you now? I'm going through and I need you in my life. Well, if you need to know some things, if you need some things to happen in your life, you got to talk to Jesus about it. When we look here in our text in the Acts of the Apostles, we'll find that when you talk about Jesus, you have to challenge the devil's authority. Five words will shake the devil up. If you say in the name of Jesus, the devil will get nervous. If you say in the name of Jesus, the devil has to take notice that there is a higher power. We got to understand that the devil don't have no right to be dictating to you where you can and cannot go. The devil can't tell you when you can and when you can't talk about Jesus. We got some men of God by the name of Peter and the name of John that are talking about our Lord. They're telling the people of God that the Lord will make a way out of no way. They told him that he got raised from the dead. And because of the resurrection of the dead, he has all power. And with all the power that he has, he can save us from our sin-sick condition. Anybody know what I'm talking about? That the Lord will make a way out of no way. We can't be grieved down in our heart, but we got to understand that the Lord is on our side. We got to know that God will, even in the midst of our feebles, in the midst of our enemies, in the midst of those that persecute us, God will still make a way out of no way. When you begin to be blessed by God, somebody is always going to have a problem with it. I find that when God blessed the people of God, there's always somebody that's going to have some fault. You got to give the devil a dilemma. Know that God can take plain people. God can take people that you don't even like and build them up. Fill them with his power. Give him the power of the word, and they can do great things. I stop by to tell somebody, do you not know that in the name of Jesus, there was a man that was crippled from birth, came along and he asked to Peter and John, said, Peter and John, give unto me. The Bible says that they replied unto him, silver and gold have I none, but of such as I have, I give it unto you. On this day ye shall be made whole. You better learn that all you got to do is talk about Jesus. When you talk about Jesus, things began to happen. They began to see the man healed. The man was made whole. The scribe and the Pharisee said, I want to know, by what power did you make this man whole? They said, don't you know the same God that you crucified, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he is the one that made him whole. For in the name of Jesus, the one that sits there on the cross, in the name of Jesus, that's why he's been made whole. Things will happen when you talk about Jesus. If you got Jesus down on the inside, he'll make a way out of no way. I thank God this morning that God is on our side. Things will happen when you talk about Jesus. I want to know this morning, is there anybody here that want to talk to Jesus? Tell him all about your trouble. Tell him what you're going through. Get down on bended knee. Lay there on your back. Look up to the hills with knowing your help come from. Have a little talk with the master. Tell him, I need you, God, to come in my sick room. I need you, God, to walk with me along the way. I got trouble in my life, but I'm glad that you will make a way. Things will happen when you know the Lord our God. You better learn how to open up your mouth. Tell God all about it. Tell him all about your trouble. The Lord will make a way out of no way. When I think about the goodness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, God will make a way. He will make a way. All you got to do is call on him. David said early in the morning, in the noonday, in the midnight hour, I can talk to God. God will hear all of my trouble. God will take away my pain. Things will happen when you talk about Jesus. Something about Jesus will make a difference in your life. Something about Jesus will open up your blinded eye. Something about Jesus will give you the power this morning to stand on your own feet and to know God for yourself. Things will happen when you talk about Jesus. For there's no other name by which men should be saved. At the name of Jesus, the Bible says that every knee shall bow and every tongue is going to confess. If you don't want to talk to him today, you're going to talk to him. Because one day you're going to be called up to meet him. And when you meet him, you got to tell him all about your troubles. One thing is, the reality is that he already knows everything there is to know about you. You got to trust him, and you got to believe in him. And you got to know that there's power in the name Jesus. The Bible says that anything you ask in Jesus' name, that it shall be done. Now, that might mean that you may have to tarry and wait on him. Because some things are not instamatic. Some things you have to wait. But the Bible says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, for he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Are you waiting on God this morning?